AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The AP's Elaine Carroll reports on the latest developments in the case of Savannah Guthrie's missing mother.
Law enforcement officials have been gathering more potential evidence as the search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother heads into its third week. The FBI said Sunday that a glove containing DNA found a couple of miles from Nancy Guthrie's home appears to match those worn by a masked person outside her house the night she disappeared. On Sunday night, Savannah Guthrie posted a video in which she renewed her appeal to her mother's purported captor.
It's never too late. And you're not lost or alone. And it is never too late to do the right thing.
84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her Arizona home on January 31st and was reported missing the following day. Purported ransom notes were sent to news outlets, but two deadlines for paying have passed. Authorities have expressed concern about Guthrie's health due to her need for daily medication.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports from the Winter Olympics in Italy on the widening curling controversy and allegations of cheating.
It all started when the Swedish curler Oscar Eriksson accused the Canadian curler Mark Kennedy of double touching. In curling, that's when you touch the granite stone after you relinquish it on the sheet of ice, and it's against the rules. Now, Kennedy exploded, saying he hadn't double-touched, even as videos began to circulate, appearing to show that he had. It happened again to Rachel Homan, the captain of the Canadian women's team, and an umpire actually had to stop her play and remove the stone, saying that she'd double-touched. She, like Kennedy, denied it, even as video circulated, showing or appearing to show that she had double-touched. It happened again later to Great Britain's Bobby Lamy, another great curler. Many Canadian fans are saying Canada's being unfairly targeted and even accusing the Swedish team of launching a premeditated plan to catch them in the act.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a new housing district opened for those who served in the war in Ukraine.
North Korea has said it has completed a new housing district in Pyongyang for families of its soldiers killed while fighting alongside Russian forces in Ukraine. State media footage showed Kim Jong-un at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the opening of new apartment blocks in the new suburb as crowds cheered. It also showed him walking through the new street and visiting the homes of some of the families. He was with his increasingly prominent daughter, believed to be named Kim Ju-ae, as he pledged to repay the young martyrs who sacrificed all to their motherland. The move is the latest effort by Kim Jong-un to honor the war dead. In recent months, North Korea has intensified propaganda, glorifying troops deployed to fight in Russia's war against Ukraine.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.